Temporary Protected Status, or TPS, is a designation a president can grant to people of a certain nationality if deportation back to that country would be a serious threat to their safety. Ecuadorian immigrant Angie Hidrovo Castillo told the press outside of the Capitol building that she and others would be deported to their death without TPS designation.
After 16 years of living in the U.S., I'm facing the possibility of being deported to my death. This designation is not just a lifetime, it's an emergency.
Ecuador has seen a sharp rise in violence that was declared by Ecuadorian President Daniel Noboa to be an internal armed conflict zone. Due to gang violence and current wildfires, politicians representing areas with large Ecuadorian populations, such as New York, say TPS designation should be granted. Congressman Adriano Espaillat said that if Ecuadorian immigrants are sent back, they could be killed.
Between 2017 and 2023, Ecuador witnessed an increase on its homicide rate of 800%.
This comes a day after President-elect Trump confirmed his plans to declare a state of emergency on day one to use the military to facilitate mass deportations. The plan could hurt not only the 450,000 Ecuadorian immigrants, but 20 million mixed-status families. Representative Espaillat, along with colleagues and activists, urged Biden to make this a priority before he leaves office for the sake of families who will be severely impacted by being deported to a conflict zone.
We're asking the administration to consider this as one of its immigration priorities. It's about protecting kids, women, families, making sure that they're not living in fear to go back to a wildfire or a wild gang.
January 1st is the deadline for the Biden administration to extend temporary protected status for the Ecuadorians. For KPFA News, I'm Kennedy Coyle.